This is Bob Fitrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1.
This is Connie Goodell Newton and Bob Fitrakis on The Other Side of the News.
And on the other side of the news, that is the side of the news you're not going to see in the Columbus Dispatch or in the corporate
or
entities.
Not in the other paper.
Not which is owned
not
by
in the Columbus
Wolf family,
Alive.
Owned by the Wolf family.
But maybe in the Free Press.
Which is the other side of the news.
It is, yeah.
But in the other side of the news, we're keeping track of what's going on with the Info Shop, with Spore, and with the bike co-op. I understand there's some changes for the new year.
Right. So the Spore Print Info Shop and the Third Hand Bicycle Cooperative, they have recently moved and gotten a new location. So we've always been on East 5th Avenue. We're at 172 East 5th Avenue, and now we have moved to 979 East 5th Avenue. It's next to Shade's Restaurant at St. Clair and East 5th Avenue.
St. Clair and East 5th Avenue, and why would a listener of the other side of the news want to go to Spore? Or this info shop, what kind of info would they find there?
Well, you know, it's been fondly called the Info Spore around the neighborhood. We were formerly located in Wineland Park, and, you know, now we're also in a great location next to Shades at St. Clair. And people would come to the info shop to get the info shop and bike co-op to fix their bike, get a cup of coffee, or get a great read. So we are going to be carrying books from the Free Press, the Columbus Institute for Contemporary Journalism, Microcosm Books, AK Press, Slingshot, and Crime Think. So we're going to have a great selection of very radical and progressive books. We'll also have some, you know, videos and other media. Basically, the space is kind of a hangout space at the bike co-op. It's set up like a gallery or a living room. It has a little bar, like a coffee bar. So you can come in after a long, cold bike ride and get a cup of coffee. We're going to be serving fair trade coffee. So the info shop is a place that lives by certain principles, principles of fairness and the right work. And so we want to support fair trade coffee growers at the very minimum, you know. We've also supported Food Not Bombs and other humanitarian projects in Columbus or Arawak City. So there's a large service component to the Spore Print Info Shop and the Third Hand Bike Co-op. We want to, you know, help our neighbors with mutual aid and with general education. We've provided computers to community members in Wineland Park and a free store. And the bike co-op is a great place to learn mechanics. You can learn bicycle mechanics. The bike co-op has had a special women's night and women and trans night. And so every Thursday night, women and transgender folks could come into the info shop and have the space to themselves at the bike co-op. So, you know, both of the organizations, which are two separate organizations, have just done a lot of community service through the years, and we're very happy to be under one roof, and the Bike Co-op has been a great neighbor and, you know, a community partner for many years, and so we're very happy to be together in this warehouse that the Bike Co-op is going to own.
So, this new space, I understand that you're going to be showing videos there, movies there, and that's going to be one of the functions, and you may be showing a documentary I'm very fond of called Struggle.
Yes.
By Roger Hill in the near future.
Yes. We're going to have several events coming up. And so January, since we have just had our grand opening and we're still doing work to put the space together, we're probably going to have about one event in January. And that is going to be the showing of this great documentary, Struggle. And it basically documents people's difficult time in 2004 trying to vote for president. It really documents a lot. It's a documentary in the best sense of the word. It provides documentary evidence of a very real political problem mm-hmm. that is hard to see because we may see it at the grassroots, but the politicians and people making policy can't necessarily see it. So you have somebody like Roger Hill going out and documenting that and just putting it together in a very compelling way.
And a lot of that was shot here and in Ohio, and particularly in Columbus, and many people will see footage of various sites in the inner city. And also, part of what he shows in that video, which I found to be incredibly moving, was this virtual hand-to-hand combat at Bush's second inauguration when he's coming down the streets and people are so outraged over his theft in the election is that, the police are responding with massive beatings and mace, and you see people fighting back over the question of election theft. But very powerful footage that you would not have seen in the mainstream corporate-owned media. You will only see that in this video or other progressive documentaries. And that's really one of the benefits of having the info shop. You're getting actual information as opposed to the propaganda, where J. Kenneth Blackwell, the former Secretary of State, will say, well, there wasn't any irregularities and there was no controversy. You actually get to deal with facts.
We're going to be very excited to show this high quality film, and we have a great projection system worked out, so hopefully it'll all go off without a hitch. In addition to the documentary, we may show other YouTube clips or other videos that people bring in. So, if you are a member of the Spore community and you've been in before, feel free to bring a video. We have, in addition to being like a political space, we also support the arts. We have independent filmmakers who come and do a critique monthly with each other of their own work. Chanika Svetvilas is an amazing performance artist who we have had as a guest on our radio show in the past. And she and Sarah Weinstock and Miles Curtis have worked together to have a monthly critique group for filmmakers. Any of the members of that group listening are certainly welcome to come and bring a video to share.
And again, one of my recommendations would be for Michael Connell, the 10-minute add-on of the death of the IT guy for George Bush, which was in the documentary by John Ennis. What? Oh, yeah, we have that clip, or you can get that clip by going online. But a lot of issues were raised in that in terms of the irregularities in this 2004 election. And a lot of the books, we're real pleased at the Free Press, and Connie serves on the board of the Columbus Institute of Contemporary Journalism, that will be selling our books there. Often we have a really hard time, other than with Amazon.com. But it's hard in these large corporate mega bookstores to get independent voices, even if it's award-winning journalism. That's not what they want to sell. So we put out a book last year, an ebook, and it's also in hardcover. I edited a book by Marta Steele, a great, great book which documents massive corruption with the e-voting, the electronic voting system. And Harvey and I are coming out with a new book with Jerry Bello that should be out within a month. And hopefully they'll be able to pick them up at the info shop.
Yeah, bibliophiles, come on over. If you are looking for great books, you can, of course, find them on www.freepress.org and order them through the mail. But if you'd like to come out and get some social interaction, please come to the shop, and you'll find some very rare, very compelling, interesting political books there by Bob Fitrakis, Harvey Wasserman, and Doris. We have some great authors mm-hmm. and great titles. Definitely come out, and we're also going to be starting a reading group. So I'm not sure exactly what form that's going to take, whether it's going to be a book of the month club or some kind of study group. But we are going to have some kind of programming along those lines.
Instead of Oprah's Book of the Month Club, this will be more like, say, Emma Goldman, if she was alive,
yes.
The great anarchist, running a book of the month club.
Emma Goldman's Book of the Month
Club. And what we're thinking here, too, is that there's a huge gap in the community since the demise of the legendary Monkeys Retreat for independent authors and voices and places for people with radical visions. And by radical, we mean striking at the root of the problem and actually talking about concrete social problems. Place for authors to speak, to dialogue with the community. And ever since, a few years back when Monkeys went under, we really haven't had that type of literary open space, that information safety zone where people can communicate outside of a mega corporate commercial setting.
It's a very nice space. It's very crisp and clean, and I would say this is something like the third incarnation of the spore. Sounds pretty demonic, huh? So
is it the spore or the spawn?
Yeah. So it's a very nice space, and so hopefully everybody will come on out and check it out, and it's a great space to read and meet people and check out new titles, Free Press books and Microcosm, Crime Think, AK Press. It's going to be the place to go to find these titles that are pretty rare to find in other bookstores. So a little bit about the history of the Spore. As I was saying, this is the third incarnation of the Info Shop. And the first Info Shop, the first Spore, it was kind of an acronym, and it was located in the BLD. Rob Ebright, Jennifer Kitchen, Aaron, a bunch of other people started this place at the BLD. And
and for the listeners, what is the BLD?
The BLD was an art space and kind of like an artist collective and warehouse, and they had really amazing noise shows and performance art. It was over on 2nd Avenue, kind of in an industrial area, industrial building, and there were a lot of amazing artists who did work there. Our friend Marvin the Robot, Miles Curtis of Marvin the Robot, had a studio there, a lot of musicians. It just supported a lot of musicians and performance artists and artists. And so that was the first time that our group of friends had really thought about starting something like that. And so we had a library there, and it was pretty informal, very, like lending library kind of a free space, where you could just meet people, have discussion groups, look at books, and you have a social exchange and have face-to-face social exchange. So that place, unfortunately, didn't last very long because the BLD was closed for, code violations. So that was the end of that first info shop. But a few years later, another group of people decided to get it going again. And they started that location at 5th Avenue, 5th and 4th and Summit, around that area. And then we were there for about 5 years. We're going to be celebrating our 5th anniversary this February 2013. So that'll be the next big event to look out for, is we're going to have a great anniversary party. And you're all invited. So this is The Other Side of the News with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell-Newton.
And those of you who don't know the backstory, Connie's mother was inspired by the movie Rosemary's Baby.
What?
And she wanted to spawn a demonic daughter who would be a good devil and search for truth. Well, that's not true. But it is true that the spore does not want to die. It just keeps coming back in one incarnation after another. How is it able? I mean, we live in a period of time where people have short attention spans, and there hasn't been a whole lot of new progressive, alternative, radical institutions. Why do you think the info shop has been able to survive? I understand the bike co-op. People are coming to their senses, or actually building bike lanes in the city. Everything seems to be moving in that direction. But we're in a time where, you know, we're told people don't read, but you've been able to keep this information reading performance space alive. What's going on?
Well, yeah, thanks. I mean, we have, as an organization, we've gone through a lot of different phases. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it just takes a few dedicated people to kind of keep things going. And we have roots of support in the community that have made this an organization that has constantly been receiving support from various sources in the community. ComFest has supported us. The Bike Co-op has been supporting mm-hmm. us. The Free Press has always been very supportive. The ACLU, Planned Parenthood, Food Not Bombs. You know, we've had so many groups, Clintonville Community Market, we've had so many groups using the info shop, making donations here and there. We have sustaining members, so we have sustaining membership, people who give every month to keep the info shop open. Our bills and utilities are pretty low, but, you know, in this difficult economy, who really has money to throw at an extra project? The info shop was not really set up to be financially sustainable, so that's something that we're working to improve. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe part of the reason for that is the history of the info shop supporting a gift economy. So basically, we still want to keep that in mind. We still want to promote a gift economy. And we want the info shop to be a symbol of that gift economy and supported by a gift economy. But it takes a lot of work. It's not really the economy we live in, Bob. We live in a capitalist state.
What do you mean?
And
jack people's gifts.
Yeah, basically.
Hey, is that a gift? I'm going to steal it.
I mean, it's capitalist. It's cutthroat. You know, people are out to make a buck. And it's hard, you know. There are a lot of other people who don't want that, you know. And so we have a delicate balance to walk. We're existing in a capitalist economy, and we'd maybe prefer not to have to sell things. So in the past, we have kind of had a ban on buying and selling things. And unfortunately, that's not, like, totally sustainable. So we are making sure that we can offer something, you know, as an exchange to gain community support. We may be selling coffee or books, but the reason that we exist is really an exchange of ideas. That's really the main thing that's very important to us. And we know that people come to the info shop because of the exchange of ideas that they can get there. People come to Food Not Bombs to socialize and exchange ideas and to talk. And that's something that, you know, you can't get the same way online. all the time, for instance. You know, you don't always get that through social media. It's a real space in real time. It's not my space, it's real space. So, you know, that's something that we offer. So that's just a little bit of the philosophy of the Spore. You know, we are very, you know, I would say connected to different groups in our community. And we're trying to, in this difficult economy, we're trying to weather the storm and give people the tools to survive even in a difficult economy. And so Bike Co-op gives people skills, that sort of thing.
So you have these events like Women and Trans Night. And I would imagine that you would have literature in those areas on questions of gender, identification, cultures, and really ways of looking at society other than...
So we have... Our books are going to be kind of divided up into our lending library, and then we have books for sale. So in our lending library, we have a lot of great second wave feminist literature in our permanent library. We have a lot of queer theory and gender studies, you know, some interesting books that you won't necessarily find everywhere. And the reason we have those in our lending library is because we want it to be a topic of discussion. We want people to be able to talk about sexism and gender identity and genderqueer and sexual orientation and human rights. Then we also have some books for sale and zines. You know, we have self-written publications. Doris is a great punk zine that talks about domestic violence and substance abuse and a lot of topics that affect young women today. Crime Think has a lot of good, gender identity type stuff. And so we definitely have a lot of that stuff available. If we don't have it in the store, it's also possible to order things or to request something.
All right, so does this look like you're branching into a actual bookstore?
A little bit.
Or coffee, cafe,
yeah, I think,
bookstore.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's all volunteer run, just like the Bike Co-op, so nobody's getting paid to work there. And so it kind of depends on people's schedules and what the availability is. You know, we want this to be a project that is owned by the community, where people can feel free to come in and participate. And come volunteer. It's all volunteer run, just like the Bike Co-op, and it's a great place to meet people. We have so much diversity coming through the door. And, you know, that's really what it's all about. In Columbus, you have the chance to meet a lot of different kinds of people, and you can either stay segregated, or you know, you can integrate with the rest of society.
Well, what's interesting to me is coming out of the social movements of the 60s and really centered around Ohio State into the 60s and 70s, the Free Press was started in October of 1970 following the May 4th Kent State shootings, is that a variety of organizations were created really from a handful of activists, some still active, the Community Kitchen, Tradewinds, Friends of the Homeless, mm-hmm. And of course not only the Free Press, but the Community Festival, which, you know, we ran their first advertising as a newspaper.
Yeah.
And now you've got this new generation, which seems to be spawning the Spore, the Bike Co-op, really where we're talking on WCRS Community Radio, Free Geek. And again, it seems to be a handful of people in their 20s and 30s. But there's a few of you, you in particular and Rob Ebright, that seem to exist in both organizations. You're like trannies, transgenerational activists. I mean, it's sort of like you transcend, these different groups, which often doesn't happen. I mean, you're connected to you're getting stuff from the community festival at the same time you're creating your own organizations.
Yeah. It's kind of like a family, right? I mean, I don't know. It's, yeah, it's great. You know, I'm from Columbus. I've lived here for such a long time. I remember going to ComFest when I was in high school, before I knew any better, you know. But, and I remember reading the Free Press in college, just at the Dube. You know, it was just part of my daily life. And I'm glad that I live here. The ComFest and the Free Press are something that have just been a part of my life since I was young. So I'm definitely happy to be part of that next generation. I'm happy to be carrying that on with something like the Info Shop, and I'm very happy to have the support of, you know, the tradition of Free Press and ComFest. I really am just amazed at what ComFest is able to do. Just, you know, it's a pretty genius thing. Have a big arts festival, you know, art, you know, music festival, sell a bunch of beer, and then fund cool organizations. And we've really, you know, we've helped with trash and cleanup and recycling at ComFest. We usually have a booth there. And we've had a very good, like, reciprocal relationship with them. So it's great.
And it looks like the Reagan years, the 80s, didn't spawn as much as you guys were able to spawn in the last 10 years. This thing seems to come in surges, and in a Generation X before you, I mean, they brought us other things. Tattoo shops and extreme sports and in certain attitudes. But
well, I was born in the 80s, so...
But I'm thinking about which of the community groups came out of the 1980s. I mean, we got these 60s, 70s mm-hmm. groups, and now we've got this new wave. I think that the depression of the 1980s, in particular, you know, during the Reagan Bush years, was just a little much. I think people had to have a little hope.
Well, I think that punk rock probably provided hope to a lot of people who are stuck in the 80s.
Yeah, except most of, you know, as a critic, I'd argue that punk rock really came in 76 with the Ramones and 77 with the Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
Not that there wasn't, you know, that second wave of really... but I would argue a lot of that stuff was pretty cynical. I mean, it was like...
Yeah.
I mean, there was a certain, you know... bleakness to their message. I consider them to be great reporters.
Yeah.
Just like the rise of the hip-hop movement and gangster rap.
It's yeah.
like, you know, if you really wanted to know what was going on, you didn't watch, you know, Channel 4 or Channel 6. You listened to
yeah.
punk rockers.
Yeah, Oi Polloi has yeah. amazing take on certain environmental issues.
Sure.
At the Info Shop, we're also going to be carrying Maximum Rock and Roll.
All right.
And
yeah.
a lot
great
of
publication.
Yeah, a lot of punk zines. And
and
know,
that's really what came out of the 1980s.
Yeah.
Were the zines more yeah. than anything, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I do think that punk rock contributed politically to our understanding of radical politics. And so Maximum Rock and Roll, we're going to have it. Come hang out and talk about culture. Come talk about politics. Come get exposed to the arts. We'll probably be having some great films, parties, and shows coming up. Come ride your bike over, fix your tire, and get a cup of hot chocolate. That's what we're here for, and we hope to see you there at this Boarprint Info Shop, 979 East 5th Avenue at 5th Avenue in St. Clair.
And look at, for example, I'm envisioning a discussion, a dialogue on the dialectics of the dead Kennedys and how to really rage against the machine.
So,
brought to you by Connie Goodell Newton,
and
who will
Bob
fight for your right to rage.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get Bob Fitrakis in there sometime talking about pop culture and politics.
Uh-huh.
It's an invitation.
I used to teach it.
We need a guest lecture.
I don't get to teach it anymore at
need a guest lecture
Columbus
at our free
State.
School.
Yeah, I'd be
yeah,
glad to
come to the free
come
school.
There and analyze that whole industry
yeah.
that controls our culture
yeah.
and mind and how that works.
Right.
Me and Connie will be there deconstructing it, tearing it apart and building it back up.
That's right. So fight for your right to party, and thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3 102.1.
Thank you, Connie. I'm heading off to the Spore Info Shop.
Riding a bike.
Naked.